We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring on in former Saints offensive lineman and my partner on game days on Fans First Take, brought to you by the Acadian Windows, Steve Kortz. Steve, what's going on, bud?
Let's do it.
Let's do this. All right. I'm doing great. I'm watching a little League World Series, man, and the boys from Louisiana getting it done. Yeah, 9-0. They're going to advance. Steve, I want to focus on offensive and defensive line with you here for the next 5 minutes or so. Let's go offensive line. I think we talked about this last Sunday. Is this position group pretty easy to handicap, breaking it down, who's going to make this roster? And we think it's Easton, Cameron Tom, and Michael Ola, or perhaps somebody else?
You mean you gave me those three as to what those?
Well, in addition to obviously the starting five as we approach breakdown.
I gotcha. You know, no, I don't see it that way. And again, that's just my
sure. By the way, Steve. By the way, I'll throw in here that also Zach Streif disagreed with me. So please tell me.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, there's. I'm a little disappointed so far, just because I thought they'd be a little further along than they are. And I know it's a big deal when you lose a center that's sort of like Unger that's been there for a period of years, but it's such a veteran, and you're bringing in a young guy. But I really thought that that whole line would be a little bit more in sync at this juncture. And they really haven't shown me that. And I don't know. There's been some inconsistencies that really sort of bother me, and I don't know what that is. And again, I know it's preseason, and I know, a lot of things can happen, and, guys are, working their way through different positions and little injuries and nicks and all those types of things. But I just really thought they'd be a little bit further along than they are at this point. But I tell you what, I as far as the other three guys, I usually keep eight, And we're assuming that five is going to be, McCoy and Pete and Larry, as well as Ramchek and Teron. And then we're trying to figure out, who's going to be that swing tackle, and then we're going to try to figure out, is it going to be a guard and a center, or is it going to be, a guard and a tackle, or is it going to be somebody that can really, when you get to that juncture, you got to be able to sort of do a lot of things. And so the more you can do when you're in that sort of those three guys, the better off you are. So I'm not so sure it's going to be. I was pretty impressed with I've always been impressed with Cameron Tom. And I think he's I can't see them. He's been around for a while for a reason. I can't see them get rid of him because he does so many things well. He can play guard. He can play center. They can put him all over the place, and he can play. And then I really don't know what they're going to do as far as, I'm still sort of waiting for Easton to sort of show me why they, captured him this year and paid him the kind of money they did. I haven't been as impressed with him as I thought I would be early on. But, there's a couple other guys out there that are pretty good. I mean, Marcus Henry, I've been watching him since he got there, and I'm just amazed at how good of an athlete he is and the kind of feet he has. He's a strong guy. He's a little undersized, but I've seen a lot of undersized guys play and play well. So that's not my biggest concern. I think that McCoy has definitely, stepped into his starting role, and that's sort of his job to lose at this point. So I'm going to have to see this next game. This next game is going to make, it's going to tell a lot, because this is kind of the dress rehearsals, Seth, as you know. And I really need to see that offense go out there with that line in this first possession they get. And I don't want to see any pre-snap stuff. I don't want to see, guys that are sort of guessing about what they're supposed to be doing, and there's indecision and indecisiveness and those types of things. That stuff needs to be cleared up, because we're getting to the point now where the balloons are going to go up in a couple of weeks, and And that's when it starts. And you can't afford to have any of that stuff happening. You gotta run yourself as a finely oiled machine at that point. And I know we're still working through those things, and I think we'll get there. Look, I have all the faith in the world in Rauscher. I think he's a terrific coach. I really do. And he'll get these guys right. As to what guys they're going to pick, I don't know. I don't know if we'll see the final iteration in the first couple of weeks. That still may be a sort of a moving target.
Louisiana, by the way, the Little League World Series team, they do advance 10-run shutouts of Virginia. So United States championship game tomorrow at 2:30. Steve Court with this. Let's go to the defensive side.
They say Virginia's for lovers, and I guess they're not for baseball teams.
Yeah, and remember, it's in Williamsport, so it's kind of the home team there. Well, at least closer, anyways. Okay, let's go, Steve, really quickly, the offensive line, only a couple of minutes, or excuse me, defensive line, only a couple of minutes here.
Yeah.
What's your take on that group? And is maybe an addendum to that, is Trey Hendrickson played himself to a point where he could start over Marcus Davenport?
You know, he's a unique guy. He's got a motor that just won't quit, and he looks to me like he's out to prove something. You know, I think he really sort of got set back last year with that, you know, that injury, and I think he's really sort of out to sort of prove himself again because he was on a great roll. If you remember, he was really on a great path to really be a double-digit sack guy. I wouldn't be surprised, but at the same time, I think they know where Davenport stands. I think they're, from what I can understand, they're trying to make Hendricks on the other side, but that doesn't mean anything. I think he's sort of a guy that they're going to bring in there on pass rush situations, and I still would think that they would. I still think he's in their mix. I think he brings too much to the table. I don't think you want to get rid of him yet.
Steve Court, we'll be together on Saturday for Saints Jets. Steve, we'll see you then.
I'll see you then, buddy.
Okay, there you go. Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, at Saint60 on Twitter. We'll take a break. We're back with our bonehead of the day. And really, it's, again, boneheads of the year for one team in Major League Baseball on the last lap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.